Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Thursday, January 9th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. We're only 9 days into 2020, and already this is the most bizarre and chaotic and wildly unpredictable year for celebrity news. I mean, anything and everything can happen in 2020 when it comes to celebrities. I don't know what it is. Something's in the air. But at least we have, you know, this podcast where we can go on this crazy, mixed up, wet and wild journey together. Look at me. No, seriously, look at me. We're in this celebrity gossip journey together. Just you and me, kid. Today's topics: Denise Richards quit filming for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after it came out that she and Brandi Glanville had a full-on romantic affair with each other. Grimes is pregnant with Elon Musk's baby. Julianne Hough and her husband Brooks Lake might be donezo. Apparently Harry and Meghan blindsided Buckingham Palace with their decision to quit their senior royal duties yesterday. And LDC saved a drunk dude from drowning, which I personally think counts as a sequel to Titanic. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. A seismic shift has occurred, and I woke up this morning. I was different. Something was forever changed in me, and that's because I found out that Denise Richards and Brandi Glanville had a months-long passionate affair while filming for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I'm sorry. I'm going to start crying because this is the most beautifully insane thing to ever happen to me. And yes, this is happening to me. Daily Mail released the exclusive on this, writing, quote, Denise Richards basically walked away from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after being confronted about her affair with Brandi Glanville. The dramatic confrontation happened on a cast trip to Rome in late November, multiple production sources exclusively told DailyMail.com, end quote. I can't believe this happened in early November, and I'm just now finding out about this. I mean, that must mean they kept very tight-lipped about this, and then now as they're kind of gearing into show promo mode, Bravo is, like, I guess, leaking some of this information to get us all super excited for the next season. And hey, it worked because I will be watching. Of course, I was going to watch anyway because I'm like a, you know, reality TV addict, but now I am especially watching. A source told Daily Mail, quote, the best thing was this was all done on camera and the show's fans will get to see it all go down, end quote. I mean, I'm dead. I can't believe I get to watch all of this happen. And it's in Rome, like this big confrontation happens in Rome. I hope and pray that the earth doesn't explode before I get to watch every single episode of the new season of Beverly Hills. It's just truly wild. Denise and Brandi had been, I guess, allegedly hooking up from, quote, the beginning of 2019 up until the middle of the year, with Richards telling Glanville that she and her husband, Aaron Vipers, were in an open marriage, end quote. But allegedly, the open marriage part was a lie, and Denise and Aaron are not actually in an open marriage. I'm guessing this is what led to Brandi's tweet storm where she talked about getting, quote, Deniced back in December. A different source spoke with Daily Mail and said, quote, I feel really sorry for Aaron as he is a good guy and Denise is crazy for thinking she could have an affair while filming a reality show and get away with it, end quote. Denise's reps are denying the story. They're saying it's not true. A few hours ago, this article just dropped in Us Weekly, where apparently a source spoke to them. The source said the confrontation came out because they were talking about threesomes and Denise didn't want her daughters to hear about it. The source, who I'm guessing is on the Denise side of things and not on the Bravo side of things, said, quote, Denise doesn't have anything to hide. If she had a threesome, she would own it. She just didn't think it was appropriate conversation with the girls present, end quote. So basically, two different sources, or maybe more, are battling it out in the press right now. One source on maybe Denise's side downplaying it, making it seem like maybe it was more of a threesome thing with Brandi. And the other source is saying Brandy and Denise hooked up multiple times. Allegedly, Denise is now saying she wants the footage taken out of the show. So you know something juicy is going down at the very least. I love this pansexual Real Housewives messiness. I can't look away from it. Two Real Housewives sleeping together, and like not just sleeping together, like doing it for months and months at a time. Like that's never happened, at least not publicly. Sure, Tamra and Bronwyn from Real Housewives of OC like made out, and I thought that was like radical, but damn, this is shocking. I'm a different person than I was yesterday. I feel more grown up. I feel like a woman now that I know that Brandy Glanville had an affair with Denise Richards. Elon Musk is already a daddy to the weirdest and ugliest truck of all time, but soon he's going to be a daddy to an actual human baby. At least that's what I think his girlfriend Grimes is pregnant with. It could be an alien fetus for all we know. But yes, Grimes and Elon Musk are having a baby, and Grimes announced her pregnancy yesterday via a weird photoshopped picture on her Instagram grid. Let me just describe this photo for you. Okay, it's Grimes wearing four weird long orange and black braids. She's standing among like a vague Avatar-esque turquoise curtain thing. She also inexplicably has like this long flesh wound on the middle of her chest, or maybe it's like a scar that's not quite healed or something. I'm guessing it's probably photoshopped because I googled Grimes chest scar and like nothing came up besides this picture. So she's also completely naked, but you can only see her from like her head to her pregnant stomach, and her nipples are out, and glowing from within her stomach is like a fully formed fetus, which is definitely photoshopped because first of all, fetuses don't glow. Duh. And second of all, she's still like newly pregnant, and the fetus they used is definitely like a stock photo of a full term, almost born fetus. The Daily Mail summed it up when they wrote, quote, Claire Elise Boucher, 31, known professionally as Grimes, is a Canadian indie singer who has been in a relationship with tech tycoon Musk, 48, since May 2018. In a reveal posted to her Instagram on Wednesday, she used an image of a fetus photoshopped onto a nude photograph of herself to reveal she is with child. In response to a comment, she told a fan that she was knocked up, end quote. They later added that Elon is, quote, already a father of five sons from his marriage to first wife, author Justine Wilson, end quote. Also, another very, very weird and interesting part of this Daily Mail piece, which is written by my friend from high school, Kelby, shout out, is that Elon Musk's dad was like a creepy Woody Allen-esque dude who married his stepdaughter that he'd known since she was 4 years old. What? I didn't know that. Daily Mail wrote, quote, Elon is not the only member of his family to be caught up in controversial relationships. His father, Errol Musk, 72, said it was God's plan for him to have a child with his 30-year-old stepdaughter, Jonna Bezuidenhout. He married Jonna's mother when Jonna was 4 years old and split when she was 22. Oh my God, that is deeply demented. Okay. Anyway, congrats on the baby, Elon Musk, and congrats to you too, Grimes. You're all doing great. Okay, babe, we need to have an intervention. If you're still using one of the big, like, main wireless phone service companies, what are you even paying for? Seriously. Between expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees, you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Enter Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. I actually love my Mint Mobile plan. The coverage is amazing, and I feel like just like I'm beating the system. Like I feel cool, like a cool future person. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. With Mint Mobile, stop paying for unlimited data you'll never use. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. You can keep your same phone, same phone number, same contacts, everything. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get that plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/celebnews. That's mintmobile.com/celebnews. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/celebnews.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Your favorite Hollywood couple, Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake, might be on the outs. They're everyone's favorite Hollywood couple, right? Okay, full disclosure. Every time I hear Brooks Lake's name, my brain does immediately erase it from my memory. I have to repeat it over and over so I don't forget. Okay, Julianne Hough is married to Brooks Lake. Brooks Lake. Brooks Lake. Anyway, Julianne Hough has apparently been spending time apart from her hockey player hubby after being married for 2 years. According to an insider who spoke with People.com, quote, they've been having problems for months. She's very independent and a free spirit, and that's been tough for Brooks and their marriage, end quote. Is free spirit supposed to be like code for something, or does Brooks actually hate when people are free spirits? This all comes after she was spotted without her wedding ring during her gig co-hosting NBC's New Year's Eve thing with Carson Daly. Last August, Julianne Hough came out as, quote, not straight in an interview with Women's Health. At the time, she said that being open with her husband about her sexuality was a positive thing. Whatever ended up happening, I hope that Julianne, the free spirit Hough, ends up happy. And yeah, do I ship her with Caitlyn Carter, aka Brody Jenner's ex-wife, who dumped him and then immediately started dating Miley Cyrus? Yeah, I do ship Julianne, the free spirit Hough, with Caitlyn, the ex-wife of Brody Jenner Carter. And that's just a fun personal fact about me. We've got a Megxit update. Yesterday, I talked on here about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's decision to take a step back from their roles as senior members of the royal family. They also announced that they'd be splitting their time between the UK and North America. Well, this story is obviously still unfolding, and oh, baby, we've got so much more to talk about today. Apparently, after yesterday's official Instagram statement from Harry and Meghan, which is so funny that this all went down on Instagram of all things, but anyway, after their Instagram post yesterday, about an hour later, a spokesperson for Queen Elizabeth II sent out her own announcement. It had kind of a fraught tone and read, quote, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through, end quote. So clearly the royal family is not on the same page as Harry and Meghan, and obviously everyone in the entire world is freaking out about this. And I've got to say, the statement that the Queen released not only sounds angry in tone, it looks angry on the page. It's like, if you look at it, it's like on a stark white piece of stationery in like all caps Arial font. It has like a red royal communications crest at the top. Obviously, they had no time to send this to the Royal Department of Graphic Design. And anyway, apparently a source close to the royals spoke with People.com, and People described the new insider info saying, quote, Insiders tell people that the 93-year-old monarch and senior members of the royal family, including Prince Charles and Prince William, were caught off guard by the release of the couple's statement on Wednesday, end quote. According to The Sun, the Queen is said to be disappointed that no family members were consulted before the statement was sent out. I love that Harry and Meghan just completely ghosted the royal family. They were just like, no, we're done. Bye, girl. Bye. I think it's great. I think it's cool. The source who spoke to people also said, quote, there's a lot of hurt about this, end quote. I mean, from what I'm hearing, the Queen and her whole royal family entourage seem way more vocally upset about this than any of the Prince Andrew stuff that's been going on. But, you know, priorities, I guess. Since a lot of people are saying that Harry and Meghan might move back to Meghan's hometown of LA, I've got to read you this tweet that my friend Nadia Osman wrote. She's at Miss Nadia Osman. She wrote, quote, damn, Meghan Markle moving back to LA in time for pilot season, huh? How convenient to come back to America in January, end quote. Okay, I've been waiting for so many years, and now there's finally a sequel to Titanic in the form of this next topic. Apparently, LDC saved a drunk dude from drowning, and if you don't know by now, LDC is what we're calling Leonardo DiCaprio, okay? So get with the times. Anyway, Leo was doing what he does best, which is yachting in the Caribbean, and while he was doing that, his yacht captain got a call that a 24-year-old Frenchman was floating somewhere in the sea nearby. So, of course, LDC was like, let's go, let's save the guy. Esquire summed it up, writing, quote, Leo agreed to head out looking for the man in choppy seas, and incredibly, the yacht he was on spotted the man waving in the water just before nightfall. The boat's captain described the successful rescue as a, quote, one in a billion shot, end quote. I actually happen to have an audio clip of Leo saving that French guy's life, so I'm just gonna play it right here.
Listen to me, I've got you. I won't let go. Now pull yourself up, come on! Come on, that's right. We can do it.
Okay, technically that was a clip from the movie Titanic, but I'm sure it sounded kind of like that. That's it. That's the episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me. I'm at Kate Raft on everything. Follow the show, too. We're at Celeb Ride Home on Twitter and Instagram. DMs are open if you want to send us tips or if you just like want someone to talk about all of these celebrities with, because really, it's all I think about all day. Even when I'm done working, I'm just like constantly thinking about, I don't know, what's LDC going to do next? Like, is he going to save someone else? I'm always thinking about LDC. So go ahead and DM me if you want. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Please keep leaving those wonderful, wonderful reviews on Apple Podcasts. They really do help the show. Rating it helps too. We got a bunch of new listeners this week, and I want to thank everyone who's just now joining us for listening to the show and for subscribing. It's awesome that people are actually listening to it. It's cool. It's not like I'm talking to myself into a void. And of course, a big shout out to the OGs who've been listening from the beginning. It's fun doing this podcast, and it wouldn't exist without wonderful listeners just like you. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.